God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. How much of God is there in your story? It's amazing how many times we say, I, me, and my, when we're talking about our lives. I've even heard preachers, maybe even good men, who are really quick to say, my people, my church, my work, my. And sometimes you kind of get the impression that they're going it alone. Now, that may or may not be true. I'm just saying what we know from what people communicate. Sometimes we communicate poorly. But the fact is, I, by nature, tend to be stuck on I, me, and my ministry, my things, my so on. If we're not careful, we can go through life as if God is not there. Even if we're living by faith, there are lapses where we're taking things on our own power. We tend to stretch the truth, or we finesse people, or we work things, or we're a conniver because we're not living by faith. As someone has said, faith is living without scheming. That's a wonderful definition. Faith is just obeying God, taking God at His word, and trusting God to make it good. So there's a sense in which people can trust us when we trust God, and they cannot trust us when we do not trust God. An example of that is found in Genesis chapters 20 and 21. In Genesis 20, you might well be forgiven if you think that this story is already in the Bible, because it's the story of Abraham lying to a king. This king happened to be King Abimelech of Gerar, and he lied and said that Sarah was his sister for fear that someone might kill him in order to take his wife. There's a long background to that, but that was something that was a distinct fear in his life. And this was kind of his MO. Verse 13 of chapter 20, he says, at every place whither we shall come, say of me, Sarah, hey, this is just my brother. He is my brother. So he lied to this king. And verse 18 says, for the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. What happened was Abimelech, sure enough, took Abraham's wife to his harem. God appeared to Abimelech in a dream, and Abimelech was scared out of his sandals and said, good night. I did this in the innocency of my heart. Now, you may well say, well, how innocent can a man with a harem be? But this was a man who did not know that Sarah was Abraham's wife. And so there's a sense in which Abimelech, though he was a pagan king, was living more in regard to God than was Abraham, this man of faith. And Abraham was a man of faith, but there were lapses. Then in contrast to Abraham's deception, verse 1 of chapter 21 says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. This is repeated a couple times in the stories found in these chapters. So here is Abraham lying to this king Abimelech, and here is God keeping his promise. What a contrast. God keeps his word. Abraham stretched the truth. Now, look, if you can trust God, you can be truth-worthy. If you can trust God, you can be trustworthy. Abraham wasn't worthy of trust because he wasn't trusting God. Now look, the way you regard the truth depends on how you regard God. Put another way, the way you regard truth indicates how you regard God. So there's a real contrast here. In Genesis 21, verse 22 says that Abimelech later came to Abraham, and he wanted to make a covenant with Abraham because he said, God is with thee in all that thou dost. Now therefore, swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me. He said, look, make me a promise and promise me that you will not be deceitful with me. Look, people can't trust you if you won't trust God. So the question this morning or afternoon or evening, whenever that may be where you're hearing this, is, am I living a life that is trustworthy because I find God trustworthy? Am I trying to scheme my way through life? Am I trying to strong arm my way through life? Am I trying to stretch the truth, or am I stretching the truth because I don't feel like I can trust God? No, the way you regard the truth indicates the way you regard God. If I can trust God, then I can tell the truth. If I can trust God, I can do what is right and know that I'll be glad that I did. You know, in Abraham's lie to Abimelech, in verse 12, he says, and yet indeed she is my sister. He told Abimelech that Sarah was his sister when she was his wife. And he goes on to say, well, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. So half-truth, a complete lie. Abraham gave a half-truth here because he basically had half of God. He wasn't trusting God with this tight spot in which he found himself. In a pinch, he resorted to something that wasn't quite honest, as we oftentimes do. You know, Abimelech could trust Abraham when Abraham decided he would trust God. In verse 24 of chapter 21, Abraham said, I will swear. That is, I will make this promise to you, Abimelech, that I will not deal falsely with you. Let me ask you something. How completely do you regard the truth? When it's not convenient, when it's unpalatable, when it's not fashionable, when it's costly? You know, that is the test of how much I regard God. If I regard God, if I trust God to keep His word, then I can keep my word. If I can trust God and God will keep His word, then I don't need to stretch the truth or work people in order to make things turn out all right. You know, Pilate famously said, with God Himself, God the Son standing before Him, Jesus Christ standing before Him, he said, what is truth? Well, the answer to that is Jesus has said, I am the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So look, today, whatever you may be facing, listen to God and live in the truth, because God is up to the truth that kings cannot resist. Abimelech could not resist the truth, and God was up to the truth. God's will is worth doing God's way, and the way you regard the truth today depends on how you regard God.